Smith won his first Oscar, but this will be more memorable. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth!
I'm going to, okay?
That was right after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock in the face.
Wow, dude!
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
At the expense of his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, who has a shaved head because of a hair loss condition called alopecia. Later, Will Smith was back on stage on ABC accepting the Best Actor Oscar for King Richard.
Thank you for this honor. Thank you for this moment.
He tearfully apologized to the Academy and the other nominees, but not to Chris Rock. All of that upstaged all the other Oscar winners.
Coda was the night's big winner with 3, nabbing Best Picture, Adapted Screenplay, as well as Supporting Actor for Troy Kotsur.
To my mom, my dad, and my brother Mark, they're not here today, but look at me now. I did it.
Dune picked up 6 awards, including Best Cinematography. Jessica Chastain to come Best Actress for her role in The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Fox's Michelle Polino. It's day 33 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and while the bombing continues, the negotiating may resume another round of peace talks.
We have entire cities in ruin now. The civilian death toll is in the thousands. One Ukrainian negotiator says the talks could start as early as today in Istanbul, Turkey, but Ukrainians insist this is not about surrender.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Israel the second day for talks about the U.S. attempt to rejoin the Iran international nuclear deal with Israel opposes that. Blinken also offered condolences for the death of 2 Israeli police officers killed by gunmen in an ISIS attack.
No family should have to experience such loss.
Well, the day after Blinken's talks with Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's tested positive for COVID. In China, another COVID lockdown to quell an outbreak, this time in the biggest city, Shanghai. Millions of people told to stay home. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden is back in Washington and will be sending his budget plan for the next fiscal year to Congress. Included in it, a wealth tax on some billionaires. Now, what the president said about Russia's leader while in Europe is still simmering in Washington and around the world.
It was 9 words that are gathering attention from the president's speech in Poland on Saturday, and it has White House officials now further explaining.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain powerful.
And the White House cleaning up the president's statement about Vladimir Putin, saying the president's point was that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. He was not discussing Putin's power in Russia or regime change. But words matter. And French President Emmanuel Macron says President Biden's call to remove Putin from power is not helpful.
Fox's David Spunt. The March Madness has ended for St. Peter's. The Cinderella 15 seed finally knocked out of the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Nice cut. Finish it, and it's been that kind of night for St. Peter's.
North Carolina beat St. Peter's on CBS 69-49 to advance. Kansas beat Miami to also move to the Final Four. On the NASCAR track,
the watermelon farmer from Florida rolls into victory lane.
Off the bumper of Chastain, and Ross Chastain beats and bangs his way to turn 20 and up
one
the corner to the checkered flag. Hey.
Audio courtesy of Fox Sports. Ross Chastain fends off A.J. Allmendinger and Alex Bowman on the final lap of the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix to take the checkered flag at Circuit of the Americas on Sunday. Chastain, the third driver to score his first career NASCAR Cup Series victory this season and the first for his owners, Trackhouse Racing. Bowman finishing second, Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott, and Tyler Reddick rounding out the top 5 at COTA. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.